All right, what's up, y'all? It's me, PR. I am me. Here, my co-host Lee Boy, say what's up.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Lee Boy. I'm not in the building today. I'm outside. But yeah, man, it's just the how it's gonna go this week. Prime Nostalgia Podcast. It's Halloween, man. Hey, and we got plenty of content that we already have put out there for you. So tell the people what we got going on for today's show.
We got sort of a clip show today,
hey.
Throwing it back to last year. So we're gonna cut to a couple clips.
Well, man, see, look, we've had some great Halloween moments, some not so good, not so bad as far as the movies that we have reviewed. So I say let's start off with something funny, man. Let's start off with that Halloween Town. That was what was that Throwback TV podcast?
Yep.
Was that?
That's TV. Yep.
TBTV podcast with our girl Alana, who's yep. did she come back to the show yet?
Yes, Alana came back when we did Shrek.
Dope. Yes, I do remember. So yeah, Alana. Look, I didn't call her Alina because I was gonna put in that fine woman, Fineman, whatever she. Alana, goddamn, on TikTok, y'all make sure y'all check her out. Check out the Throwback TV podcast. Are they on hiatus or something? I seen something was going on.
Throwback TV is on hiatus, but Alana has like three different podcasts that she does.
Yeah, man, I think we should definitely throw into that one because Alana's hilarious. This was the first time I had seen Halloween Town, which was also hilarious. So, yeah, I think the listeners, if y'all remember, this was a hell of a moment in Prime Nostalgia podcast history. So it's a doozy.
Yeah, this is a doozy, but it's a spooky movie, and I decided why not.
A doozy, huh? That's how you categorize this
one. A doozy. Yes.
It's not
doozy.
It's not a classic. It's a doozy. Huh? It's not spook. You like? Is that? That's what we doing now? We doing doozies on the show? Like, what's up?
Doozy, mommy.
I mean, yeah. This one is a doozy because you know it's in the middle. You know, it's in the middle.
Let's keep it real. This one is dookie, man. This movie is a pile of
oh,
shit.
Really?
This movie is crap.
Come on.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
This ain't a doozy. It's a pile of dookie. No,
loved hey, you know this what? Movie as a child. I think it's a classic. Am I outnumbered here?
Severely, I think. I don't know. It's depends on Prime. What do you think, Prime?
I mean, I just saw for the first time like last year. I can understand why it would be a classic, but it's not like something I would probably watch every single year.
And you know, I have to agree with you. Watching it right now, it's really tough to get through, but it came out, what, 98? And so if I would have seen it back then, I probably would have been a lot more into it. It has a decent story. It looks like they kind of jacked the stories of like Matilda. I don't know if you ever seen like Karina. It just kind of remind me of those movies, especially the actresses, the young actresses in this. I thought that the older actress was the quarterback from Little Giants, but that's not true. She looks a lot like her. Marnie does.
No,
I don't
know. No.
I thought it was, but I could see why this movie would be classic at the time. But today, nah, nah, bro, I'm not rolling.
All right. So obviously, you know, Lee Boy's thoughts on that, but. We also we did more than that. We did other stuff. We also did Hocus Pocus, which was that your first time saying Hocus Pocus?
No. Hocus Pocus is a classic, so no. I've been all over that.
All right, I'm just saying. You know. But anyways, we did Hocus Pocus with Quay Morgan Hill, and this is what happened.
Just I'm gonna go from the beginning a little bit. Do y'all know this movie starts off with the beheading of a little girl?
Why you gotta go dark what? Already? Like, why you gotta start like that, Prime? Why?
That's how the movie started. Literally, they started with the beheading of a little girl and then them getting hanged. I mean,
yeah.
And this was not from, rated R. This was a throwback from when they were witches, right? Mm-hmm. Or in their previous lives. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
who was it that died?
Emily, I think that's her name, right? Emily, I don't remember her name for a second, but it was like the boy's sister. I'll just
right. They yeah. killed her and then they turned him into a cat.
Hey, another lady that we just had featured on the show. I love when we have our female guests. it always brings a different element. So far we've had Alana, we've had Quay, and then we got another female guest for this upcoming clip that we had where we discussed Scooby-Doo live action. And once again, I think this might have been something like a first for me. Something like a first.
Look, we had our, I call it podcast cousin, whatever. So we had Tess on to talk about Scooby-Doo. And just a quick shout out, Tess does have a new podcast coming out Halloween called The Nerd Twins. So y'all go check that out. It's her and Chels from Ready to Retro. They got together and doing their own thing. So
Is Ready to Retro still good, right? They still out there?
Yeah.
So they just adding on to the brand. Dope.
Yeah, Ready to Retro has 3 members, and one of the members is also going to do a podcast with Tess. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready to Retro still good. They're kind of sad right now because they lost. You know, the Dodgers lost, so they're kind of sad. Mm. But other than that, they're good.
Shout out to Ready to Retro, man. That's, like you said, podcast cousins in addition to Tess. And so, yeah, definitely great to highlight this episode on today's clip show.
Scooby-Doo in a dress, for some reason, is an image in my head I can't get out. But
how else would he get on the plane?
That part never really, I never really got that part, though. It's like, really, nobody knows? Nobody can see him?
No, not
that's
at all.
That's the movie, man. Come on. You got to hit crime. Relax.
Sure. Just saying, you know, like, so if you see something like that, or something, somebody look anywhere near that, what would you do? Sit next to him?
Well, if I
pull
was
out a doggy treat, I don't know, got some stupid snacks or what?
There you go. if it's my assigned seat, I gotta sit next to him, I guess, right?
I don't know. I would be complaining.
I'm calling the airport marshal. Marshal?
Excuse me.
Dope, man. Scooby-Doo actually was pretty funny, man. But I think this was actually my favorite of all the ones that we did last year. And another fresh one for me, Prime. You always put me on game, man. Much appreciated.
Man, look, man.
Not a lot of
people know about it because it's just, you know, like it's a lot of movies that. Like once bitten that we did, a lot of you didn't know about it, which you know might keep it that way. But hey,
yeah, you didn't give them a D plus on the nostalgia star.
Hey, well, look, we graded it together, and that was the grade we did.
Okay. Look, I tried to take myself out of it. Huh?
I will also be putting up the grades for these four as well. So, anyways. We got two heads are better than none. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Because
I mean, well, starting off with they star my big older brothers, big brothers Kenan and Kel, and this was their made for TV movie. Was it just following Kenan and Kel, right? Their actual TV show.
Yeah,
it was right after it ended.
It was supposed to be the season finale of the show. Which is a weird way to end, but hey, I'm not judging.
I was going to say that's kind of weird to end on like a Halloween theme, but it turned into something like a Halloween classic, at least for people, in our genre and generation that love the Nickelodeon throwback stuff. It definitely holds up. So, like I said, one of the favorites of the clips that we discussed today.
And then once they go, Ken, we meet, I don't know how you feel about these characters, but we meet the Shelleys.
This was first off, they're matching right with their overalls and the pink shirt. Very corny, very outlandish, very just not these. It's just not realistic, right?
I think they're too overly excited, right? Overly it happy. Was, you know, yeah.
It was just strange. They were probably like the worst characters. I just never really understood what their purpose was. They kind of just popped up right on the very first campsite and they just stuck around. All right. Well, a back shout out once again to my big brothers, Keenan and Kel. Two Heads Are Better Than Them was definitely hilarious. Hope you guys enjoyed that clip.